Today is Wednesday, the 18th of December, in the third week of Advent. You are the centre, Lord, of my life. The centre of my life. Amid all my preoccupations, all the worries and hassles and concerns in my mind right now, can I focus for a moment on the centre of my life? Can I open my heart to God, my guide, my healer, my teacher? Can I stop for a moment and listen to God's voice? Instead of repeating the reading with the focus on listening to the words and savouring them, in these last few days before Christmas, the emphasis will be on imagining the scenes described in the readings. In a form of contemplation recommended by St. Ignatius, applying our senses and our imagination to enter into these scenes, to feel what it was like to be there. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel," which means, "God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife.
Today we're going to focus just on that scene of Joseph's dream. But first, spend a moment on the background to that scene. How Mary was found to be pregnant, the trouble that discovery must have caused, and probably tension between their families. Just imagine for a moment how Joseph might have been feeling as he lay down to sleep that night. Now imagine the scene of Joseph's dream. First, concentrate on what you can see. What is the place like? What does Joseph look like? What does the angel look like? What else can you see? Now, listen. Listen to the angel telling Joseph not to be afraid to take Mary as his wife. Perhaps Joseph says something in response. What can you hear? And now consider what it is they are doing, Joseph and the angel. The angel carrying the news of the birth of this Saviour, Joseph humbly accepting the role he is given. The beginnings here of the unfolding of God's great saving plan. Finally, you could spend some moments reflecting on yourself and how you are involved in all of this. And if you are moved to, speak to God about what you have learned or felt or noticed during this time.
O wisdom,
Lord and ruler,
root of Jesse,
key of David,
rising sun,
king of the nations,
Emmanuel,
come, Lord Jesus.